what is Baby Loss Awareness Week?
So Baby Loss Awareness Week is mainly to raise awareness. Baby loss is, you know, it happens every day. It's quite common. It also is there to remember the babies who have gone too soon. And also, it does help raise money for those affected and for the families that are suffering through baby loss.
So how important would you say it is for the family, for the parents and the families who've lost a baby?
Oh, it's extremely important. I think a lot of families feel that their babies aren't acknowledged as people because they are no longer with us. And I mean, for me personally, that I just want my baby to be acknowledged, and I want, you know, people to realize how it does change your life, you know, how it does, the pain that it brings on. And also, you don't want any other family to feel how you feel. So it's just, by raising the awareness, it helps possibly prepare people and give people the knowledge that it does happen. And it also raises funds for families to continue to get the support they need through counselling and support groups and all of that.
So apart from Baby Loss Awareness Week, how else can we raise awareness of baby loss?
Well, I know there has been, you know, various books and stories in the media. I think generally more of that, and then just making it more part of common chat. You know, the more it's brought into conversations, the more it makes it okay to talk about. I know there's also a fine line between raising awareness and scaring people. Like, for example, I felt completely blindsided. But then again, if the midwife had told me when I was going, you know, through my scans and checkups, if they had said, oh, by the way, on your due date, you could walk into hospital 2 hours before giving your birth and your baby could die. I mean, so that is a scary thought, but it happened and it does happen. So it's just trying to figure out a way that people aren't, mothers and fathers aren't so blindsided and feel like they're the only people in the world that this happens to.
When people raise funds for baby loss, what does the money go towards?
Oh, it goes towards so many things. From the beginning, they have rooms, special wards in the hospital, private wards you get ushered into when you find out your baby has died. So it's the upkeep of that room and the facilities of that room. It's the memory boxes you get. It's the books, the information. Also, some charities, depending where the money goes, they do newborn photo shoots for you, so you get, you know, lovely pictures of your baby. One of the most expensive things is cuddle cots, which keep your baby cool so you can spend more time with your baby. And also training for staff, training for healthcare professionals on how to deal with it and how to look after a family who's gone through this.
Can we better educate midwives and maternity staff?
We do definitely need to educate healthcare professionals. I know the charities, all these different charities, hold a lot of training days. They come to the hospital, they talk to them. I think it's more about what they say and what they do to a family who has just found out they lost their baby. I know in my case, I had midwives come in my room and say, oh, I've been here 15 years and this has never happened. And you're just kind of sitting there thinking, oh, great, I am the only one in this whole entire world. Why has this, you know, this happened to me? So I think it's just certain things to say, not to say, and also to make it a common fact amongst them. Because I found a lot of them, it hadn't happened to them at their time as a midwife. So that everyone is just beyond shock that, oh my gosh, this is happening. How could it happen? And then maybe one or two have had one or two, but it's it's just making it more of a common thing.
Many years ago, a stillborn baby was taken away from the mother so she didn't even get to hold him or her or even know what she'd had. But nowadays, parents are able to hold their baby if they so wish. So why do you think there's still a taboo around baby loss subject?
I think people are scared to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to think about it. It's really an unnatural life event. You know, a child isn't supposed to die before their parents. A baby isn't supposed to die before it's grown up and lived life. And people just block it out, or they, you know, for me personally, before it happened to me, it went, I might have heard about it, but it kind of goes in one ear out the other, because you don't want to think it's, you know, it can happen, and I didn't think it could ever happen to me. And it does. I think it's just people like to block such negative things out.
And can you tell me about Wave of Light, please?
So the Wave of Light is really, it's different memorials, you know, across the UK that have been lit up in pink and blue for baby loss awareness. And it's just the acknowledgement of baby loss and to honour the babies that have gone too soon.
And it marks the end of Baby Loss Awareness Week, doesn't it?
I just want to say that, you know, to everyone that's has lost a baby, that, you know, you're not alone. There are others around, even though it's not talked about. People have, and there's so many. I mean, the charities are wonderful. If you go there, they can connect you to other people. You know, we're trying our best to raise money. My fiance Chris, he's doing lots of marathons and runs at the moment to raise money, and we just want everyone to realize, you know, that their babies count, their babies matter, and we're all in the same boat.
Roxanne, that's lovely. Thank you so much.